在一起能够借着诗歌来敬拜神。
And together with the hymns that we can worship God together.
借着神的话来更认识他。
And through His word we can come to know Him better.
然后从中能够得到他的祝福。
And through all this we can be blessed by
Him. 这是神的恩典 ，Amen.
That is God's grace, Amen.
帖撒罗尼迦后书是一本蛮短的书信，只有三章。
Second Thessalonians is a very short book. It's only three chapters.
我们已经快要到最后的这一部分了。
We're almost towards the end.
我们想到帖撒罗尼迦的这边的教会和那边的信徒，事实上跟我们的教会，我们当中的信徒，事实上没有许多的差别。
When we think about the believers in Thessalonica, compare them to ourselves, there's not much difference.
比较之下，我们记得保罗所写信的这些对象，他们也是才信主不久。灵命不是很深的。
And Paul wrote the letter to these believers, and they were new believers.
可是他们却是在信心，却是在盼望，却是在爱心上面是做人榜样的。
But they were a model for us in their faith, hope, and love.
我知道我们教会当中许多弟兄姐妹们都觉得自己的灵命还是很浅。
There may be some of us here that still think that we're spiritually immature.
还有很多成长的。空间
There's still a lot of room for growth.
可是呢，不可否认的，神是祝福我们的。
But we know that God blesses us.
我们看见我们周遭的弟兄姐妹们也是在爱心、信心和盼望上面真的有很好的见证。
We also see in our church and brothers and sisters in their testimony that they also are growing in their faith.
我相信我们当中许多的人也自己也知道。在神的面前也是很谦卑的，也很感恩的，可以看见神在我们自己生命当中的工作。
And there are some of us, of course, we also see and experience God's own work in our lives.
不是说我们自己信心很大，或自己爱心很足，或者是我们自己对神的盼望是这么的强。
And it's not to say that we have so much faith, hope, and love.
可是我们却看见圣灵在我们生命当中所做的改变。
But we can see the transformation being made by the Holy Spirit in our life.
我们越来越有爱心。
That we have more and more love.
我们越来越对生命有盼望。
And we have more hope in towards life.
我们也对神越来越有信心。
And we have more faith in our God.
帖撒罗尼迦后书是保罗写给信徒，在他建立了这个教会不久之后所写给他们的一封信。
And this letter was written by Paul to this church soon after he established the church.
我们记得在过去这几个礼拜当中，我们看见保罗要向信徒们提醒的是一些什么事情。
And we see throughout the past few weeks what Paul is reminding these believers.
想到神借着他的大爱，借着圣灵的感动，借着福音的传讲，让信徒们对神有了一个认识，并且走上了跟随主耶稣基督的道路。
So that the believers can know that they're on a path towards God.
也因为这个信心是神所赐的，他们可以在这个信心上面，在这个人生当中能够站立得稳。
They know that this faith is given by God so that they can stand firm in that faith.
但是保罗也提醒信徒说，这个世界因为罪的缘故，有一天要走上灭亡的道路。
But Paul also reminds them that due to sin, there is one day that this world will come to destruction.
末世将会来临。
The end of days will be coming.
这个大罪人，这个抵挡神的敌基督将会来到这个世上。
And the Antichrist will appear.
可是他再次的鼓励提醒属神的人，你们不要惧怕。
But he encourages the believers not to fear.
在这个世上，信徒们会因为不信的人而受到逼迫，会受到痛苦。
And the believers on this earth will be persecuted by the non-believers.
因为今天属神的人，蒙恩得救的人是属光明，不是属黑暗的。
Because today, as believers, we belong to the light and not to the darkness.
可是我们仍然活在这个被黑暗势力掌控的世界当中。
But we are still living in this world that is controlled by the darkness.
虽然我们的罪得了赦免，但是我们仍受到罪的影响，使我们会遇见痛苦。
Even though we have been saved from sin, but because sin still remains, we will still suffer.
可是他提醒我们，我们仍旧要传福音，我们仍旧要彼此祷告，我们仍旧要仰望神。
But he reminds them that we still need to share the gospel. We still need to put our focus on God.
很有意思的就是我们知道在教会里面我们好像感觉我们看圣经的时候神的心意都是要我们朝向属灵的事情来学习。
So it's interesting that in the Bible it teaches us that everything that we learn and do needs to be spiritual.
所以有些时候我们就觉得来了教会可能我们听到的一些信息或者是我们在查经的时候所讲到的都是这些事情。
So it seems like all the activities at church talks about this.
我们会讲神学。
We'll talk about theology.
我们会讲信仰的一些哲理。
We'll talk about doctrine.
我们讲救恩。
We'll talk about salvation.
我们讲灵命的成长。
Talk about spiritual growth.
我们讲祷告，我们讲读经。
And prayer and Bible study.
我们讲教会里的服事，我们讲传福音。
Let's also talk about serving.
这些我们知道是重要的，我们也的确在教会里面听，也愿意来听，也愿意来学。
And we know that this is all important, and we're willing to learn all these things.
但是在教会里面，很多时候我们更想要听到的是一些关于生活上面的一些神的话语的教导和提醒。
But sometimes, more often, we would like to listen to things that are practical in our daily life.
所以呢，我们常常喜欢听见一些关于家庭里面的事情。
So sometimes we like to hear about the family.
的确，我们在教会里面也谈家庭的事情。
Of course, in church, we also talk about the topic of family.
我们讲到婚姻关系。
We talk about marriage.
我们讲到教养儿女。
We talk about raising our children.
我们讲到兄弟姐妹之间应该有的情感。
Talk about the love and the relationship we should have with our siblings.
我们讲到我们跟父母之间我们应该怎么样的应对。
And we talk about the relationship we have with our parents.
因为家庭对我们来说是很重要的。
Because family is very important.
而且家庭的关系事实上就是我们平常在每日生活当中占据我们很多思想和时间的。
Because the relationship in our family does take up a lot of our thoughts and our time.
可是你知道有一件事情在我们生命当中很重要的一个方面我们很少在教会里面听到。
But there's one thing that we lack in hearing in the church is
那就是关于我们的工作
that is work
我就在想为什么在教会里面常常不提工作呢
so I thought to myself how come in the church we don't talk about work too much
昨天我们在团契里面分享的时候我们讲到人我们现在的人大部分的时间就是分在三方面上面
yes last night in our fellowship we talked about in lifeToday, there's usually three aspects in our life.
很大的一方面，一部分就是我们的家庭。
And one aspect is, that takes a big part is our family.
那另外一个很大的方面就是我们的工作。
Another is, that takes a big part is our work.
那作为一个基督徒，当然我们认为关于神的事情也应该是生命当中的一部分。
But as Christians, of course, we say that God takes aAlso, a really big part in our life.
但是如果我们扪心自问
But if we are to ask ourselves,
我们的时间跟我们的思想和我们的精力在这三方面当中我们最投入的是哪几个方面
Within these three aspects in our life, which one takes priority and the most time?
我们都认为正确答案应该是神最先
Of course, the correct answer would be God takes priority.
然后再来是家庭。
Then comes family.
然后最后是工作。
Then comes work.
对不对？
Is that true?
但是如果我们真的去想我们使用的时间和我们精神思想的投入，事实上通常是倒过来的。
But if we are to really take a step back and look and reflect, it's actually the opposite.
我们花时间精力最多的在工作上面。
Most of our time is spent on work.
然后可能是家庭
And then maybe family.
然后最后呢还有剩下的时间我们就去管神的事情对不对
And then the remainder of the time we leave it for God.
那工作既然对我们的生活来说是这么重要
Well then if work is such an important aspect of our life
占据这么多的时间
And takes up so much of our time
那为什么我们在教会里面不讲工作呢
So then why is it that our church does notTalk about work much.
我在想这件事情，后来我觉得我找到一个蛮不错的答案。
So I started thinking about this, and I think I found the answer.
可能你们都有这样的想。
And you might have the same thoughts.
工作 不是一个好话题啊。
Because work is not a pleasant topic.
工作是辛苦的。
Because work is hard.
工作是难受的。
And work is unbearable.
工作是不得已的。
And work is necessary.
我已经从礼拜一到礼拜五都在工作了。
I've already worked from Monday to Friday.
然后礼拜六回家了，要为了家庭而做一些家事，也在工作了。
And then on Saturday, I still have to work for
my family. 那怎么礼拜天来到教会还讲工作呢？
Then why come to on Sunday, we're still talking about
work. 好不容易有一天可以休息。
It's as Sunday is like the only day we can rest.
所以不要讲工作。
So please don't talk about work.
可是我们常常听到信徒们有这样的一个反应。
But we often hear about this response from the believers.
我喜欢看圣经。
I like to read the Bible.
我也喜欢对神有更多的认识。
And of course, I'd like to know God more.
可是我觉得圣经上面所讲的话跟我的生活上面我连不上。
But it seems like what I read in the Bible, I can't relate it to my life.
我礼拜一到礼拜五工作，礼拜六为家庭，所以我一个礼拜七天里面有六天我跟神搭不上关系。
I work from Monday to Friday, and on Saturday I work for my family. So it seems like I can't relate to God.
因为神不在我的工作里面。
Because God is not in my work.
神不在我的家庭里面。
God is not in my family.
神在教会里面，所以我礼拜天的时候去教会跟神在一起。
God is at church, so on Sundays, then I have relation with God.
那难怪我们对神的话跟我们的生活连不上关系。
Well, then that's why we can't relate God's word to our life.
可是我们常常强调，我觉得我们也慢慢了有一个这样的观念，就是神跟我们的生活是不能分开的。
But we need to emphasize is God cannot be separated from our life.
当我们还不认识神的时候。
Before we knew God,
生命和我们的生活是靠我们自己去安排的。
Life was planned and scheduled by ourselves.
我的时间怎么使用，我的时间怎么分配，我的物质怎么样子分配，是我来做决定的。
I make all the decisions in how I use my time and my resources.
所以我用我的时间在工作上面，我用我的时间在家庭上面，然后呢，还有我要花时间在娱乐上面，然后最后我有点时间去教会。
So the time I spend with family, the time I spend with work and some entertainment, and then whatever's left, I give to the church.
可是这是一个没有神生命分配时间的方式。
But that is a method of a non-believer.
因为当神拯救了我们，当我们因为信靠主耶稣基督而拥有神新的生命的时候，我们的这个我们要从这个生命来面对我们的生活。
But once we were saved and we were given this new life, we need to look at it from this perspective.
我们不是在用我们旧的生命去面对我们的生活。
We don't use our old life and our old way of thinking to live this life.
既然我们的生命是一个崭新的生命，我们的生命要在我们的工作，要在我们的家庭，要在我们的教会生活，我们的侍奉上面彰显出来。
If we have already received this new life, that new life needs to be revealed in our family and in our work.
这是一个全新的一个思想和观念。
That is a brand new way of thinking and perspective.
也就是说，神的话，还有神的心意，要在我整个人的生命当中，生活里面，都要有接触。
So that means God's word and God's will needs to be reflected in every aspect of my life.
可是这不是我说的。
That's not what I'm saying.
这是圣经说的。
That's what the Bible says.
我们今天来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
So let's take a look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们今天看第六节到第十五节。
And we will take a look at verse 6 to 15.
弟兄们，我们侍奉主耶稣基督的名，吩咐我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们。凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行，也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因为我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。我们在你们那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工就不可吃饭，因我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做， 反倒专管闲事。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人要安静做工，吃自己的饭。弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志，若有人不听从我这信上所写的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧，但是不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。
Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother.
我们一起祷告。
Well, let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你爱我们。
My dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us.
主，你在我们还不认识你的时候，你就差遣你的儿子主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，使我们能够来认识你。
And before we even knew you, you sent your Son to die for us on the cross so that we may be saved.
主，今天我们属于你的人，我们罪得赦免，我们有从主耶稣基督来的新的生命。
And those of us that have been saved by our Lord Jesus, we have received this new life.
主，我们要重新对我们生命的目的、生命的意义重新做一个审视。
Then we need to think about this new purpose and the new meaning of this new life.
主，你要我们怎么样面对这个可贵的、可爱的新的生命？
And how are we to face and use this new life that you've given us?
我们要怎么样子重新的去考虑、去分配、去面对我们在生活当中所面对的一切？
So how are we to face certain circumstances in our life?
主，我们感谢你，在你无穷的智慧当中，你将你的旨意向我们显明。
In all your wisdom, you have revealed your will to us.
主，今天愿意你借着你的话，
May you use your word.
借着你圣灵的引领，
And the guiding of your spirit.
借着我们这一群属神的人在你面前的谦卑学习，
And that we would come before you with a humble heart to learn from you.
使你的名能够得荣耀，
So that your name may be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
你看，保罗在写给帖撒罗尼迦前书的信徒，帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们，跟他们提醒关于神的事情的时候
，So when Paul reminds these believers in Thessalonica，
他不是只他讲到因为信心而受苦
，He's not only talking about suffering for their faith，
他讲到末世的来临
，He talks about the end of times，
他讲到救恩的可贵。
He talks about the preciousness of salvation.
他讲到要坚持我们的信心。
He talks about the perseverance of our faith.
他讲到我们要祷告。
He talks about prayer.
他讲到我们要传福音。
He talks about the sharing of the gospel.
然后他花了这一段大段篇幅讲什么？
And then this whole long passage, what is he talking about?
工作。
He's talking about work.
他不是把一切只是个神学信仰的哲理讲就好了吗？他怎么连到我们的生活上去了呢？
Shouldn't he just be talking about theology and doctrine? Why is he talking about now practical things in our life?
因为工作在神的眼中是很重要的。
Because work in God's eyes is very important.
不只是重要，而且是极其重要的。
Not just important, but very, very important.
你看，保罗在写这封信的时候，是受了圣灵的感动。神的话在这段经文里面，让我们看见是极其重要的。
Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, writes this passage, and it tells us that it's very important.
他说，如果不工作，就不要吃饭。
Now, what he's saying is, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat.
这句话讲得很严重。
That's a very serious statement.
他不是只说大家都要努力工作啊。
He didn't just say everyone just work hard.
他说你不工作就不要吃饭。
What he's saying is if you don't work, you can't eat.
那你不吃饭你怎么样？
And what happens when you don't eat?
肚子饿。
Then you'll be hungry.
那肚子饿了以后怎么办？
Then what happens when you're hungry?
你就不要有你的生命了嘛。
Then you've given up in life.
工作跟生命是有关系的。
So work and living, there is relation.
他不但说不工作就不要吃饭。
Didn't say because you don't work, then don't eat.
第十四节他说，如果有人不在这个教训上面遵守的话。
And in verse 14, he says, if anyone does not obey what we say in this letter,
如果一个人不肯好好的工作，
if someone doesn't work hard,
你把他记下来，
then take note of him.
不要和他交往，
and have nothing to do with him.
要叫他自觉羞愧，
so that he may be ashamed.
你说他讲的是不是很严重啊？
Isn't that serious?
我们有没有做过这样的事情？
Have we done that ourselves?
看到一些闲散闲懒的人，
see some lazy people.
你不能吃饭。
Then he shouldn't eat.
然后呢，我不跟你交往。
And I'll have nothing to do with him.
哇，基督徒不是讲爱的吗？
Wow, aren't Christians supposed to be loving?
这个不是讲爱或不讲爱的问题。
This is not a matter of love being loving.
这是讲到工作这件事情在神的眼中的重要性。
It is referring to the importance of work in God's eyes.
而且工作这件事情保罗写得很清楚，这个工作不是只是做一份工。
And this work to Paul here, what he's writing is not just doing a task.
Yeah, not just doing something. 他说这个工作啊，你看在第八节里面他说到，这个工作是要辛苦劳力劳碌昼夜的去做。
In verse 8, what he's saying is work with toil and labor, work night and day.
这是讲到一个工作的态度。
That is the attitude of work.
是勤奋的。
It is having a good work ethic.
是辛劳的。
It is labor.
Yeah, it's diligent. It's exhausting. 是不断的给，然后呢是会疲倦的。
And it's tiring.
我们今天，当我们讲到工作这两个字的时候。
So when we talk about work,
我们通常所讲的并不是劳动。
What we're talking about is not really labor.
我们通常讲到工作，今天我们讲到的是什么？一个人的职业。
When we talk about work, we're referring to a person's career.
当我们讲到工作的时候，通常一般是讲到你赚钱的那个事。
And when we talk about work, it's usually something that you do to make money.
可是你知道工作不是那赚钱的事。
But did you know that work is not just something that you do to make money?
工作是一个人他投入他的时间精力要去把一件事情做好做完做得好的一件事情叫工作。
Work is something that you commit to and dedicate your time to complete well and get it done well.
圣经里面对于工作的做工作的态度有没有很多提醒我们的地方？
Are there many reminders in the Bible that talks about the attitude of work?
有。
Yes.
特别是在所谓智慧的书信里面我们可以看见。
In particular in the wisdom books.
我们今天就看几节。
We'll look at a few passages.
我们看箴言第十四章二十三节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs.
箴言十四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23。
箴言十四章二十三节，他说：“诸般的勤劳都有益处，嘴上多言乃至于穷乏。”
In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty.
做事的时候是勤奋的去做，这是有益的。
When you do something, you do it diligently, and that's for profit.
但是不是勤奋的在那边工作，老是在嘴巴上面讲话的，那是会引致一个人的穷困的。
But without doing things, but merely just talking tends to poverty.
在同样箴言里面第六章第六到十一节。
Also in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11.
懒惰的人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得到智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有长官，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割的时候聚敛粮食。懒惰人啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？再睡片刻，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber and want like an armed man.
神的话向那些懒惰的人说，
So God's word says to those that are lazy,
要学勤劳，要学工作的正确的态度，要看跟蚂蚁去学。
So they should, God's word says to the sluggard, consider the ways of the ant.
他为什么在夏天的时候要辛勤的预备食物，然后在收割的时候他要炼聚他的粮食呢？
Why does she prepare her food in summer and gather her food in harvest?
他是为了工作而工作。
It's for work.
他不是因为有人告诉他要去做他才去做。
It's not something that someone needs to tell them to do.
他没有元帅，没有长官，没有君王，他不是为了人而做，他是因为他需要做而去做。
They don't have a chief, officer, or ruler. They don't do it for anyone, someone else. But they work because they need to.
我们看传道书第九章第十节。
Let's also look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10.
传道书第九章第十节，凡你手所当做的事，要尽力的去做，因为在你所必去的阴间，没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom and skill to which you are going.
他讲到一个做事的态度，当我们去做的时候，是尽力的去做。
This talks about your attitude of work. When you find yourself doing something, do it with all your might.
保罗，神借着保罗向信徒们提醒一个信徒的生命所应该彰显的样式的时候，
God uses Paul to remind the believers what they should reveal.
就讲到当我们是为主而活的时候，我们在工作上面一定要反映出神的拯救。
When they are before men and in their work, they need to reveal God's salvation.
我们许多人是已经成人了，已经开始工作了，甚至成家立业以后才认识神的。
Many of us came to know the Lord after we've started working or after marriage,
yeah, we're married, okay,
after being married with kids.
所以我们对生命的目的和意义，我们事实上已经有一套观念了。
So we already have a certain perspective regarding life.
我当初出国留学跟神没有关系。
Came to another country for studies, and that had nothing to do with God.
我选择我的专业的时候，我没有神的参与。
When I chose my career, there was no participation. God did not participate in that decision.
当我选择恋爱的对象或结婚的对象的时候，我没有寻求神的旨意。
And I did not ask for God's will on who I should date or marry.
我怎么样对我的事业的投入，我怎么样为我的时间的安排，我有我自己对生命的价值和目的和意义的一套理论。
I have my own ways of deciding on what career or what I will do with my life.
所以我对我的工作或对我的职业或事业的这个看法，事实上已经成型了。
So my thoughts and perspective regarding my career has already been formed.
但是今天当神拯救我们的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要从神的眼光重新回去看神对工作的心意是什么。
But after we've been saved, we need to look back and see what is God's will.
你知道很有意思的一件事情，就是工作这件事情是神在起初创造世界的时候就已经设立的。
Did you know that work, regarding work, God has already had His own design in the beginning?
神在创造当中，他没有提很多的事情，但是他提了两件事情。
Within creation, in the beginning, God didn't mention a lot of things, but He did mention a couple of things.
当神把整个世界创造好了，这个世界已经是完美的，然后可以维持生命的时候。
When God created this world and life formed,
神造男造女，他设立了婚姻。
And God made man and woman and established marriage.
他要这个夫妻在一起，生养众多，他设立了家庭。
And He established a family. He wanted the man and the woman to multiply and be fruitful.
可是在这个创造当中，神创造了人，他第二件事情就是赐给人一个工作的福分。
After establishing those things, He gave man a job.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's take a look at Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
神创造了第六日，一切的光、水、空气、植物、动物，全部都创造完了以后，他创造了人。
After creating all of the land, the vegetation, and the animals, on the sixth day, He created man.
27节，神照着他自己的形象造人，他是照着他的形象造男造女。
In verse 27, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them.
神就赐福给他们啊，这是神的福气，神赐福给他们。对他们说，你要生养众多，你的家庭是我所赐给你的福分。
Then in verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and He blessed them, and blessed the family.
然后第二部分就是你要治理这地，你要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。神说，我赐给你一份工作，让你的生命可以得到丰富，这是你的福分。
Then the second part, it says, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth, and then He gives them a job, and that is a blessing to Him.
然后第三十一节说，神看着这一切所造的都是甚好。
Then in verse 31, it says, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good.
神所创造的一切都是美好的。
Everything that God created was good.
在最进入这个世界之前，神所创造的一切都是美好的。
Before sin entered, everything that God created was good.
这包括人的生命。
That includes man's life.
是一个没有罪恶的生命。
It is a life without sin.
是一个永远的生命。
It is a life that is everlasting.
是一个跟神亲密的生命。
It is a life that has an intimate relationship with God.
是一个有目的、有目标、是一个丰富的生命。
It is a fulfilling life with purpose and meaning.
然后呢，婚姻也是在神这个美好的创造当中所设立的。
And similarly, marriage was established by God, and that was good.
工作也是神在他完美的创造里面，他说是美好的。
And work as well in God's creation was good.
弟兄姐妹，因为人是凭着神的形象而造的。
Because man was created in God's image,
而神是一个做工的神。
And because God is a God that works,
对，我们说神是一个创造的神。
When we say God is a God that creates,
可是神在创造当中，他是在做工的。
But within creation, God was working.
他不是一个闲着的神。
He is not a God that just sits around.
他是一个努力的、投入心思的、要把他所做的创造做得完美的一位神。
He is a God that commits and dedicates time and all of His detail and His thoughts in creation to do it well.
神自己是一个最伟大的工作者。
God is the greatest worker.
所以当人是因着照着神的形象而被造的， 神人就在工作当中能够反映出神的形象。
So when we say that man was created in God's image, he will reveal the similar qualities regarding work.
神是那最完美的工作者，所以人也能够成为一个很好的工作者。
Because God is a great worker, therefore man can also be a great worker.
我们对工作的态度要反映出神对工作的心意。
So our attitude towards work needs to reflect what God's will is for work.
不止如此，我们甚至可以说，人被创造的目的之一就是要工作。
We can also say that one of the purposes of man being created was to work.
对不对？当神创造人了以后，他就对人说，你要来治理这个地，你要来管理这一切我所创造的。
That's why in the beginning, when man was created, God told him to subdue it and have authority over the creation.
神爱人。
God loves man.
所以他创造人了以后给人工作。
That's why he created man and gave him work.
这个工作是让他的生命和他的时间产生价值的。
And that work will give value to his life.
你知道一个没有
to his life.
一个没有工作的生命是一个没有意义的生命。
Do you know a life that has no work is a life that has no value or meaning?
如果神创造了人
，If God created man，
然后说你没事干
，and told him there's nothing for you to do，
那人在那边翘着二郎腿躺在树荫下
，then man would kick up his legs under the tree.
日复一日，年复一人，年复一年。
Day after day, year after year.
脑子也不会转，肌肉也不发达。
And he doesn't use his mind, and he does, and his, doesn't use his, body.
然后过永生。
And then live, life everlasting.
他是一个废人啊。
Then he's a useless person.
肌肉萎缩。
Then his muscles atrophy.
头脑迟钝。
And he's slow.
那你说这个人被神爱吗？
Would you say that this person is loved by God?
这是被神弃置的。
This is something that is just thrown aside.
这是一个做坏的成品。
It's a bad product.
可是不是。神创造了人，他爱人，他给了人工作。
But because God created man and he loves man and gave man work.
因为工作能够带来我们生命的一个价值。
Because work brings value to our life.
今天为什么我们对工作的态度不像是神创造的那么美好呢？
Why is it that today our attitude towards work is not, is not what God had intended.
一个礼拜是哪一天大家心里面最高兴呢？
Which day of the week are you most happy about?
礼拜五晚上。
Friday night.
因为下班了。
Because it's
周末来临了。
And then weekends are here.
那一个礼拜最讨厌最起不来床起不来的是哪一天呢？
Which day do you dread the most?
不要说礼拜天。
Don't say Sunday, please.
礼拜一。
It is Monday.
已经礼拜一了吗？
It's already Monday.
可能今天聚会完了就开始想明天就礼拜一了。
Probably after the worship service,
心情就
you're already saying, Monday's already here.
心情就开始不好了。
Then you'll,
you become depressed.
You become depressed, yeah.
为什么今天我们对工作不是神创造的那样完美？
So why is it that our attitude towards work is, not the same as what God has intended.
因为工作在人的堕落当最进入了这个世界当中，就像我们的生命一样，已经败坏了。
Because work has been marred by sin, similar to how sin has marred our life.
当人因为撒旦的诱惑去顶撞神，去违背神的时候
，So because after the temptation of Satan, that man has fallen into sin.
当人因为自己想要当自己的神
，because when a man wanted to become his own god，
因为人要自己做主宰
，because he wants to have authority。
我干嘛要神呢？我自己做我自己过我的生命就好了，生活就好了。
I don't need God. I want to live my life my way.
所以他们违背了神的旨意。
So they rebelled against God.
他们顶撞了神。
and went against his will.
他们本来只知道美好的，如今他们知道了罪。
Before that, all they knew was good, but now they have been marred and tainted by sin.
神就诅咒他的创造。
Then God cursed his creation.
神诅咒了撒旦。
God cursed Satan.
神也诅咒了人。
And God cursed man.
然后呢，在创世纪第三章第十七节、十八节，神就对亚当说：“因为你听了妻子的话，因为你犯了罪，顶撞了我，你吃了那我吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子，所以今天原本是完美的地，要为你的缘故受到咒诅。”你必终身劳苦才可以从地里得吃的，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也必要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 17, and to Adam, God said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it.Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground.
That's it.、Yeah.
Out of it you can breathe.
原本工作是带给人完全的满足、成就感的。
Originally, work is supposed to give man purpose.And satisfaction.
原本工作是不需要劳苦的。
Originally, work was not supposed to be in labor.
原本工作不是汗流满面才可以糊口的。
And originally, work is not something that you toil and labor and have sweat.
今天我们大部分的人工作或者我们的职业不是在劳动。
But even though some of us, our work is not not labor.
可是动脑的工作一样是劳累的。
But if you use your mind, it's also tiring.
我知道我们当中需要动脑工作的人也知道你可以动脑到一个地步你也是汗流满面的。
So some of us may know that if you use your mind enough, you're also sweating.
不过就是为了吃那口饭。
But it is for to be able to eat.
To be fed.这个是罪恶带来使得工作如今变成如此的。
And that is the consequence of sin, sin entering and affecting work.
为什么今天作为一个神的儿女，神的话要把我们对工作的这个态度要提到台面上来，让我们去面对
？So why does God's word bring to the surface the topic of work.
你知道作为神的儿女我们说我们是基督徒
You know, as God's children, we call ourselves Christians.
不是说因为我们是基督徒所以我们要做出一个比别人更好更勤奋的一个工作人的样式
It is not because we are Christians, we should be more diligent and a better worker than others.
今天有很多不幸的人他们的工作态度他们认真的那个样子他们全心全意的投入比我们做基督的人好太多了
There are others that are non-believers that produce way better work than Christians.
今天有人全心全意的投入，他们可以不要家庭，不要孩子，一切都不要，只要去工作的人都有。
And there are people here that can sacrifice their family and everything they have just so that they can dedicate themselves to work.
我们不是在做这个程度的比较。
So we're not comparing these two extremes.
我们是说今天我们的生命被神赎回了。
But today, we're talking about we have already been redeemed by God.
今天我们不是在一个罪恶捆绑受到罪诅咒的这个环境里面我们来看待我们的工作。
So we're not facing the topic of work in an environment where we're still in bondage of sin.
神今天拯救了我们的生命。
Today, God has saved us.Saved our life.
为只是要我们的生命得到变化，能够享受到，能够经历到他那永生当中的美好。
And he has given us this new life so that we can be transformed and that we can enjoy this the blessings that he has.
开始让我们认识到了什么叫做生命的完美。
So then we can experience what it means to have a perfect life.
什么样子是能够回到像伊甸园神当初创造这个世界的那种完美？
What it means to enter back into the perfection when it was intended in the Garden of Eden.
但是这不是只是讲到我这个内在的生命。
But that's not just talking about this inner life.
就如同信徒的婚姻慢慢慢慢应该反映出神当初创造婚姻的那种美好，一个基督徒对工作的态度同样的是慢慢慢慢的是被神赎回的，能够经历到神对工作起初那种完美的创造和他的心意。 I know it's long, but you got it right. Just like a Christian, in a Christian marriage, what we aim to experience and what we aim to live outis a reflection of the perfect marital relationship that God's created in the beginning. The same way that a Christian's attitude towards work is that we're striving to be able to experience the perfection and the purposefulness of how God created work for us. Sense? 这是神的祝福啊。
That is the blessing from God.
我们为什么工作？
Why do we work?
赚钱。
It's to make money.
为什么赚钱？
Well, why do we make money?
可能每个人的原因就不同了。
There may be different reasons for different people.
可是多半就是，那我可以结婚。
Well, maybe it's because so that I can get married.
可以养家。
And I can have a family.
买房子，买车子。
And I can buy a house and car.
可以有假期。
And have vacations.
可以吃香喝辣的。
And I can eat well.
可以不用做家事，请个佣人。
And not do housework and hire a maid.
好，那你做这些事是为了什么？
So then why do you work for all these things?
工作的目的，弟兄姐妹，绝对不可以是赚钱。
The purpose of work should not be to make money.
因为你如果要问，你就要说你赚了钱要做什么。
Because then you need to ask, well, what will you do with the money that you make?
对一个属神的人来说，工作是我们在神的面前对神有一个敬虔的一个态度。
To a believer, work should be come with the reverent attitude that we have before God.
对，你在我们在外面做事是赚钱，这个是工作。
Yes, in reality, we are working to make money.
但是你知道，一个人在家里面，他照顾他的家庭，照顾他的孩子，他把他的全心全意、时间精力投入在家庭的治理上面，这个也是工作啊。
Did you know? But a person at home, if he dedicates and commits all of his time and effort to his family, then that's also considered work.
一个学生在学校里面读书。
A student that is studying in school.
不论是初中、高中或大学或读研究所。
Whether it's in elementary school, junior high, high school, college, or graduate school.
你没有在赚钱呢。
You're not making money.
事实上，你还要付钱去做这个劳累的事情。
Actually, you're paying money to work.
可是这个是我们的工作。
But that is our work.
工作有分别，可是没有贵贱之分。There are different types of works, but work, there are no more noble and less noble work. 那有些人就说啊，那传道讲神的话，传福音，这个工作就是比较高尚的一种工作。
So
对不对？
Then some people may say, well, if you are a pastor and you teach God's word, well, then that's very noble.
那个在家里面洗碗扫地的工作，那就是好像没有什么价值的工作。
So if someone is just washes dishes and cleans the house or whatever, then that may not be very valuable.
甚至有些人后来反映就是说，我觉得这是一个没有钱的工作，很没有价值。
But then to some people, that's a profession that doesn't make a lot of money. Then it's not value, doesn't bring much value.
工作的性质有不同，工作的效果有不同，可是工作没有贵贱之分。在神的面前，工作没有贵贱之分。The nature of your work may be different. The effects of your work may be different. But the work itself before God, there's no difference between one is more noble or one is more ignoble. 这个我们观念需要改变。
So that we need to have a change in perspective.
作为一个神的儿女，当我们在对待我们工作的时候
，So as God's children, when we look at our work,
你在家里带孩子也好
，If you're at home raising your children,
你是在餐馆里面洗碗也好
，Or if you're at the restaurant,
你是在教会里面传道，你是在这个，你是在传道也好。
Or if you're a pastor,
你在银行任职也好
if you work at a bank,
你在学校里面教书也好
you're teaching at a school,
我们都要了解我们对工作的态度是反映出神所赐给我们的恩典。
We need to understand that our attitude towards work is reflecting about on the grace and blessing from God.
不论我手上面我现在所面对的工作我做的是什么我是要做给神的。
Whatever I'm doing now, I'm doing for God.
我要反映出神那创造的完美。
I need to reflect that perfection of how God intended it to be.
我要反映出我这个蒙恩得救、罪得赦免的这个生命的愉悦，在我的工作当中展现出来。
So I need to reflect that new life and the salvation that I have received within my work.
有人常常听到有人跟我说
There's people that tell me,
感谢主
I thank God.
真的看见你很爱主
I see that you really love God.
因为你现在放下了工作去全世界传道
Because you've given up your profession and then now serving full time to preach God's word.
我们把工作跟传道做了一个比较
And we're making a comparison between work and being a pastor.
我心里面想
Then I thought to myself,
我以前工作的时候还稍微享乐。
Before, when I was working,
我赚钱。
I make money.
公司给我好处。
And I have many benefits from the company.
我现在传道，我做的工只会比以前更辛劳，不会比以前更轻松。
Now the work that I have can only be more work than before.
我传道是工作啊。
As a pastor, I'm working.
我以前是做一个工程师，那是我的工作。
And before that, I was an engineer. That was my work.
性质不同，都是工作。
It's different type of work, but it's the same. It's still work.
我太太以前是拉小提琴的。
My wife used to be a violinist.
她现在也是教小提琴。
Now she's a teacher.
可是现在她的工作的主要工作的内容是教养。带领我们家五个孩子。
But the majority of her work now is to raise my five children.
工作的性质不同，但是工作的态度是一样的。
The type of work is different, but the attitude towards work remains.
因为我们工作的这个呼召和这个态度是反映出神所要我们对工作所有的态度。
Because the calling for whatever we do needs to reflect on what God's intended plan was towards work.
为什么保罗会要在帖撒罗尼迦前书，帖撒罗尼迦后书里面跟信徒们说，我听说你们当中有人不做工。
Now, why does Paul say, remind the Thessalonians and in this letter, that there are some people within that church that are not working?
圣经没有明显的提出来。
It doesn't explain why in the letter.
可是我们可以揣测，可能有些信徒心里想了，我现在成为基督徒了。
But we can speculate that perhaps some people during that time may think to themselves, now I'm a Christian.
然后呢，末世又要来临了。
And the end of days is near.
所以我赶快放下我世俗的工作，我不要去追求世俗的事，我就去专心做传道、传福音的工作就好了。
So I better give up my secular job and focus on sharing the gospel.
今天我们在教会里面
Today, in today's church,
会看到有些人是这样子
We see some of these type of people.
读书不好好的读
They don't study well.
工作不好好的做
And they don'tproduce good work.
有了工作几个礼拜几个月之后就离职或被公司解雇。
After working several months, they either leave work or they're fired.
可是热心的在教会所谓服事。
But they're actively and passionately serving in the church.
然后呢说我在做属灵的事情。
And they say I'm doing spiritual things.
可是弟兄姐妹
But, dear brothers and sisters,
工作本身就是属灵的事。
Work in itself is spiritual.
你要在工作当中能够知道怎么样子去活出神的生命啊。
You need to learn that how to live out God's life or this new life within work.
你不会好好的在你的学习上面，在你的工作岗位上面能够活出神的样式，你敢说你在服侍神的事工上面你可以活出神的样式吗？
If you can't reveal the image of God in your work, in your place of work, or in your place of study, are you able to say that you can reflect God's image at church?
因为你对工作的这个概念，从神来的心意，我们不明白。
Because you're not clear of God's will and heart on the topic of work.
我们以为工作就是为了吃饭，工作就是为了赚钱。
We think that work is just to make money and to feed ourselves.
那在教会里面吃饭赚钱容易一点，在外面就太竞争激烈了。
And then in church, working in church may be easier compared to working in the secular world.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要对神对工作的心意要有一个正确的认识。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we need to have an accurate understanding of God's heart and will for work.
工作是神所赐的祝福。
Work is a blessing from God.
没有所谓属世或属灵的工作，所有的工作都应该是属灵的工作。
There's no such thing as a spiritual work or secular work.
我们对
All work is spiritual.
为什么神赐给我们工作？
Well, why does God give us work?
因为要能够让我们的人在生命当中反映出他的荣耀。
So that we can reveal God's glory.
因为他要在我们的工作当中让我们看见生命的价值和意义。
Because he wants us to see the value and the purpose of our life within work.
可是我们不要忘记，神借着我们的工作是要我们去为神负责，并且为我们爱的人负责。
But God wants us to know that within our work we need to be accountable for those that we love.
我们看提摩太前书第五章第八节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8.
Timothy 前书第五章第八节，人若不看顾亲属，这个看顾就是供应的意思。人若不供应亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不供应自己家里面的人，更是如此。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
我们知道工作是神所赐的一个属灵的祝福。
So we know that work is a spiritual blessing given by God.
但是我们认真辛劳地去做它，因为我们知道神给我们一个责任，就是要供应给我们的家人。
But we diligently work because we are accountable for those that we love, our family and our relatives.
我们看以弗所书第四章第二十八节。
Let's also look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
神的心意永远是要我们爱神爱人。
Because God's heart is always for us to love Him and love others.
所以在爱人的这件事情上面，神要我们供应给我们的家人。
So on loving others, God wants us to provide for those that we love.
但是在以弗所书，在以弗所书第四章第二十八节。
But in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
神更进一步的告诉我们说，从前偷窃的不要再偷了，总要劳力亲手做正经的事，就可以有余，能够分给那缺少的人。
God goes a step further and says, Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
神所赐给我们的生命不是仅仅为我们自己而活的。
God gave us this life not just to live for ourselves.
神给我们的生命是让我们不但能够供应给自己，供应给家人。神所赐给我们的生命是让我们能够影响他人的。
God gave us this new life not only to care for ourselves, our family, but also to impact others.
当我们辛勤的，当我们勤劳的去做事的时候，神说你这样就可以有多余的，然后呢，我们可以去帮助那有需要的人。
So when we diligently work, we will have a surplus, and that surplus we're blessed to give to others.
弟兄姐妹，你知道在工作这件事情上面，也让我们想到了为什么神要我们学习奉献。
And on the topic of work, it also teaches us on offering.
不是因为教会有开销，所以我们奉献。
We don't offer because the church has certain expenses.
开灯开冷气。
Electricity and the AC.
用水吃饭都要钱，所以我们要来点捐献呢。
And water and utilities, of course, that's needed, so that we need to offer.
从旧约时期，神设立了奉献的目的，就是为了要让人记得，他们工作所得来的一切都是神所赐的。
But even in the Old Testament, offering was established so that it can remind others that work was provided by God.
一个没有工作、没有收入的人不能奉献啊。
A person that does not work is not able to offer.
一个懒惰不反映神是一个伟大的工作的神的一个人，一个懒散的神是没有办法在神的面前感恩，说神，感谢你赐给我这一切的。
And a lazy person that does not work is not able to give thanks to God for everything that was provided for him.
我知道我自己是如此，我相信很多的弟兄姐妹们也是如此。
I know I'm the same way, and I think that other brothers and sisters feel the same way.
当我能够看见神所供应给我的物质之上，我可以将它奉献给神的时候，我心里面是感恩的。
If I can offer any of the material things that has been provided to me by God, and I can be able to offer that and help others, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
神，你祝福我，给我工作。
God, you have blessed me so that I can work.
主，你祝福我，让我在工作当中能够看见工作的意义和你怎么样来使用我。
And I'm able to see how I can be a beneficial in my workplace and how you can use me.
然后你借着我的工作，你供应给我生活当中所需用的物质。
And through this work, you're able to provide for me all of my material needs.
我看见我今天不但够，我还有多余的可以去给别人。
Today I see that I'm not lacking anything, and I also have a surplus that I can help those that are in need.
这是神的祝福。
That is a blessing from God.
这是一个新的属灵的生命的祝福。
That is a blessing that comes with this new life that we've received.
我们要想清楚。
And we need to think clearly.
我们的生命绝大部分的时间是耗在工作上面。
A majority of our time is spent at work.
工作的意义是大于赚钱和买东西和享受物质啊。
Work goes beyond just making money and enjoying the things that we have materially.
我们要在工作当中彰显出神所拯救我们、所赐给我们的那个生命。
Within our work, we need to reveal the new life that we have received from God.
我们会辛勤，我们会劳苦，我们会流汗。
We will toil, and we will labor, and we will sweat.
因为如此，我们要让我们的工作有价值。
And because of that, we need to make our work valuable.
一根小小的蜡烛。
A small candle.
都因为燃烧自己。可以放出光明。
And it can produce light.
我们的生命在流血流汗的这样的燃烧当中。
In our life, through our sweat and blood,
我们是不是也为神放出光明呢？
Are we able to also produce light for God?
让我们同低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，真是感谢你。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你让我们在生命当中的每一部分都被你得着。
And in every aspect of our life, we're blessed by you.
主，这是因为你爱我们，你眷顾我们。
Because you love us and care for us.
主，你要我们在我们的生命生活当中，没有一处是没有你的。
You want every aspect of our life to have you in it.
主，我们不认识你的时候，我们觉得这是让我们害怕恐惧的。
And before we knew you, we thought that this was actually scary.
可是如今我们属于你的，我们知道你爱我们。
But those that now that we belong to you, we know that you love us.
我们真的是愿意，不但是我们的永生在你的掌握当中。
And we know that our life eternally is in your hands.
我们已经学习了将我们的家庭交托在你的掌握当中。
And we also learned to give our family up into your hands.
主，你让我们对我们的生命当中，我们的工作也能够掌握在你的当中。
And we want to also offer up our work into your hands.
主，你让我们属于你的儿女对工作有一个正确的认识。
And we pray that all of us that belong to you, we would have an accurate understanding and attitude towards work.
因为你是那位伟大的工作者，主，让我们在我们的工作当中反映出你的样式。
Because you are the great worker, let us that belong to you also reveal your image.
主，让我们在工作的态度上面，就如同保罗所提醒我们的一样。
And let our attitude towards work be similar to Paul's.
我们辛勤辛劳的去投入。
We commit ourselves and dedicate ourselves.
为只是要将最好的呈现给你。
So that we can offer you the best.
主，我们不是为自己活，我们不是为人活，我们乃是要为你而活。
We don't live for ourselves. We don't live for man, but we live for you.
主，我们若顺着你的心意而活，我们是自己受你祝福的。
And if we live according to your will, we are blessed by you.
感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.